Before we start, I would like to invite everyone to have 1 minute silence for the tragedy in Connecticut, Newtown Elementary School. Do you know what happened? 在我们讲经开始之前呢，想邀请大家静默一分钟，来为康州哈的那个小学的那个在这个叫做什么这个悲剧哈来默哀一分钟。Then if you don't know what happened, I will explain later. It's basically 27 people die, including 20 kids. So let's keep silent for 1 minute. Let's pray for all the victims, for all the teachers, students, their families, friends, and even the killer. Please open your eyes. 请慢慢睁开眼睛。Okay.So, who are the victims? let me explain what happened. I think it's 14. There is a 20-year-old young people who shoot in the elementary school. And basically, the principal, this lady, and five teachers and staff and 20 kids.Or die. They were dead, shoot to death. And this is the photo of the killer, 20-year-old young people. 那不知道的菩萨们哈，我解释一下，就是在14号的那一天呢，有一个20岁的青年呢，拿了枪到康州哈，有一个跟我们名字一样哈，是 Newtown 的，但是是小学。那他开始射杀人呢，那包括了校长，还有老师跟职员，有五个往生哦，然后有20个小朋友，都是6到7岁的小朋友哈，往生哦。那在这个过程中呢，就发现了，就引起了这个全球的这个哀悼哈，包括所有的各国的总统都致信给美国的总统。So this tragedy caused international attention, and many, many presidents in other countries send their condolences letters to the president of United States, Obama. So this is a tragedy, and who do you think the victims are? 那在这个这个事故变故当中，你们觉得这个受害者是谁？有谁受害了？People who die? Including the killer and their families? And the whole society? I think everyone knows this event got hurt, right? 所以几乎是知道这个事件的人都是受伤害的哈，所以每个人几乎都是成为了一个 victim 哈。And who should take the responsibility? Gun control lobbyist. Okay. And 谁应该负起这个责任呢？啊 ？Everyone? Why? Can you somebody pass microphone?
I think it's easy to make it a political, angry discussion, but it's a lot bigger than that. It's more of a society problem, and it's not like a quick fix. So I think instead of everyone getting mad and pointing fingers, we really have to set up a dialogue to really talk about it and solve it.
Okay. 所以你可以讲中文吗？不会 ，You don't know how to speak. Okay. 所以呢，这位女士是说，其实就是说，与其呢去争论哈、是枪支的管理问题呢，或是说这个社会的问题呢，其实大家应该坐下来好好的谈一谈，好、这样的一个事情怎么样避免再发生，这样对吗？她不知道中文。Okay. but.You know, today I think this is a very good topic to use this case to explain consciousness. Anyhow, 那不论如何呢，我觉得这个事件呢是一个很好，因为我们正在讲唯识嘛，哈。那这是一个很好的一个 case study， 让我们来了解我们的心识是怎么作用的，哈。First, please look at the screen.What do you see? The picture. What do you see? 首先大家看一下荧幕哈，在荧幕上大家看到了什么？ Killer. Right top is the killer. Huh?他是一个自闭症的杀手。Okay. And then, what did you see? Suffering. Look at the screen. What did you see? Victims. Okay, for the killer and for the person that got killed.See, and then? Nothing. suffering, crying, despair. Okay. The first three talks, we talk about the first five consciousness. When we talk about killer, we identify this person as killer. That's not what you see. Suffering, that's not what you see. Okay? The one got killed, that's not what you see. You know, that's You're adding something on what you see, right? Basically, what we see is a picture of a young people, a picture of a smiling lady, and a picture of someone who cry, right? And that's the fifth consciousness generate. Remember that the fifth consciousness, the object component is the real thing. Okay? 所以, 记不记得, 我们在讲前五识的时候, 有没有? 说前五识所的性的境呢, 所接受到的是性境, 是真实, 就是在你眼前, 现在看到的。 好, so, what is so called the real object component is what you perceive right now, right here, in front of your eye. Okay? 所以它就是说, 在目前前, 当下我们所看到的那个东西, 叫做性境, 对不对? 那我们事实上只看到的是什么? 一张照片, 有一个年轻, 好, 甚至年轻都是我们贴标签的, 一个人影, 好, 然后这边呢, 是有一个, 好, 在微笑的一个女士, 然后有一张照片, 有蜡烛, 有人在哭, 有人很伤心, 这样子。 那我们只是看到的是这样, so what we see are just only the photos. No connection, no thinking, no second thought. That's the first five consciousness, that's your eye consciousness. Okay, so what we need to learn is when we perceive something through our five organs, we need to immediately tell what is the first level, the first front perception, the first five consciousness is the real object component, and you use your direct consciousness to perceive this real object component. 'Do you get lost? You see, we have attention, so we watch the screen, right? We contact the photo, and we have sensation. You know, one photo is smiling, so we feel good. And one is crying, we feel bad. And then we like to watch the smiling face, right? And we feel sad for the crying face. And then that's how we digest the information. But if our first five consciousness further on interact with the sixth consciousness, then we have discrimination. But this discrimination based on the knowledge or the seeds that planted in our eighth consciousness that we make discrimination. Then we know all the story, right? We watch TV, we read the newspaper, and we know what happened. These stories are all in our eighth consciousness. And so our sixth consciousness tell our first five consciousness, you know, this is the killer, the bad person. And this lady, even though she's smiling, she's the victim. I feel so sad for her because she died. OK, 那要说的是说 当我们前五世接受训来的信息的时候呢，他呢本来是没有善恶的哈，他只是如实的把东西接受进来之后进来。那因为我们过去几天看了新闻，好看了报纸，所以我们知道那个 story， 对不对？我们知道那个整个故事的事件是什么，所以他在我们的八士田里面已经种了这样的一个种子在里面。那等第五世跟第六世，好，第六世是分别意识呢，两个连结在一起的时候呢，我们的第六世马上分别说，这个小男孩就是杀手，好，虽然他看起来很天真，但是他是很坏的杀手。那这个女士呢，虽然她笑得很开心，但她好可怜哦，因为她被杀死了，她还有五个小孩子在家里嗷嗷待哺。Did you get it, the process? You know, so it's very important that what we store in our eighth consciousness. And the eighth consciousness dominates what we perceive this world through the sixth consciousness to make discrimination. Okay. That's what we are talking about next year. But today, let's continue to the first five consciousness. 那所以呢，就是说我们怎么种什么东西种在我们八士田是非常重要的哈。那我们看这个世界怎么样，完全决定在我们的八士田，然后它借由第六世的分别，好，让我们对这个外境呢起这个判断啊，或是分别善恶好坏，好，所以接下来就是说，我们要先讲说要讲第前五世的转世成智哈，但是它是很重要的，像怎么样把我们这些这么多乱七八糟的这个种子是哈，在现行的时候，然后我们在看这个世界的时候，怎么样是去转世成智哈，所以。Today's major topic, we are going to talk about how we transform our consciousness, the first five consciousness, into wisdom. But before I start, I would like to repeat again my last slide for my last talk about why the verses say the ignorant have difficulty distinguishing consciousness from organs.那我要再重复上一章，就是在讲前五世的时候讲到最后一句哈，讲愚者难分是与根这个部分哈。So we got to memorize this. Our organs interact with the objects and generate consciousness of this triangle relationships, and the organ is perceiver.An object is the is are perceived by organs, but distinguished by the consciousness, and the consciousness is distinguisher. So, what we perceive, what we have in our consciousness, is.Really, not the organs, not the real objects. Okay, it's the object, the organ that interact with object, and then pass the signal to our consciousness, and our consciousness make the discrimination. Okay, so sometimes people will think, you know, this is my eye, my sight.But it's actually the consciousness. It's your mind action, not the organ's action. 那也就是说，在根尘世哈，或是根净世这三个的互动关系当中呢，根是属于能感受的哈，那尘呢是被感受的东西，被了别的对象，然后世呢才是能了别的。 所以凡是在我们的心事里面产生的一些任何的分别作用或是认知作用呢，它都是我们心事的作用，不是我们五根的作用。我们常常会觉得说是我眼睛看到的啊，我耳朵听到的啊，其实不是，是我的耳识听到的，我的眼识听到的。好，那它的分别也是经由心事而来，不是借由这个五根哈。 OK, let's test this. You might see this before. How many straight lines? 我们来测验一下哈，大家看，用眼睛看哈，有几条直线啊？Four? Huh? Five? Six? You sure? No. Try it again. I mean horizontal, okay.How many horizontal straight lines? Not vertical, horizontal. Okay. Try it again. Twelve? So basically all of them?Do you agree? Hey, this is very simple. How many straight horizontal lines here? You don't believe your eyes? Eight? Eight. Four on the top and four at the bottom?See? Do you believe what you see? OK, 有这就是这个测验呢，只是说这个图大家看到用眼睛看这个图，请问有几条横线，就是平行线有几条？这只是很简单，就是眼睛，我们眼睛不是很厉害吗？就看一下那有几条直的横线啊，算一下。刚刚有人讲四条，有八条的，有十二条的，有六条的，八条的是说上面四条，下面四条。 OK, the answer. The answer is all of them. 答案是全部都是平行的哦。 Why we cannot tell and why we are notpositive about the answer, because that's not what we see, right? 当我跟你们讲说全部都是直线的时候，你们是很怀疑的，因为那不是你们看到的，对不对？ Right? This is called vision illusion. One of the typical picture to test ourVision illusion, 这是一个很典型在测试我们视觉的幻觉的一个照片。OK, this is our eyes. 这是我们的眼睛哦。OK, 这个眼睛呢，就是说 this eye, so we got signal, the light come through the lens here, right?We have irises to adjust the window of our lens, and the signal passed upside down to the retina here. Okay, we call it optic disc or retina. Okay, the receiver, the photon receiver is on retina, and retina passed the signal all the way to optic nerve, and then to our brain.Okay, so the image that imposed on the retina is actually very small. right? A big thing. You are the big guy. But pose on my eyes is very tiny spot. And the tiny spot transmit the signal to our brain and then re-amplify it again to tell my brain, you know, this is a tall guy and this is a short woman in front of me. 那这个眼睛哈，长得是这个样子的哈，就是我们有这个中文不会讲，叫做水晶体，是不是？好，就是我们，然后我们有瞳孔嘛哈，然后我们的瞳孔调节我们的那个可以接受光的那个区的大小，然后我们的外面的光哈，东西一进来，对不对？然后呢，它会反哈，就反把现象。像反过来，然后印在我们的这个视网膜上，好，然后视网膜呢再传到进去到这个视觉神经，然后到我们脑，然后它要再把讯息再反过来，然后再把它放大，然后告诉我们说，哎，这个人有多高，好，但是在我们视网膜上呢，它那个光的呈现是一小点而已哦，我们眼睛有多大嘛，哈，就这么大。但是我可以看整个房间，对不对？这个整个房间不可能塞到我的眼里面嘛。我是用一小小一块区域去接受这个讯息，好，然后再经由脑部的一个分别，然后再告诉我们说这个人有多高、有多大了，黑的、白的这样子哈。So what I'm trying to tell you through the eyes, is an example telling you that you know.Why the consciousness is not the organs. So what we see from the organs is not what we perceive. What we perceive from the organ is not what we think we see in our mind. 所以就是说，我们眼根所接受的讯息，哈，到我们眼睛上，然后经过神经系统。已经是讯息的，它不再是一个物品的时候呢，那我们认为我们看到的东西其实不是眼睛直接眼睛接受的东西，而是经过心识的一个分别了哈。那就是告诉大家说，这个识跟根哈是不一样的东西，所以当我们呢在接受外界讯息的时候，其实是我们心识的作用。 So in other words, when we see thisRight? When our eyes, the organs confused about the signal and our brain cannot tell, you know, the line got twisted. Our brain cannot tell, you know, actually what our eyes perceive, they are all straight lined. But through our brain's consciousness process, it becomes bent. So that's when the vision illusion happened. 所以当我们有视觉幻觉的时候呢，通常呢就是说我们的眼根哦，眼根所接受的是真正的，一定是直的。我们眼根接受的是直的，但是经过我们眼视的作用之后呢，它怎么样？就是因为别的干扰，让它。去判断说它是弯的线，它不是直的线。Do you understand? Sort of, sort of. Okay. So when we see this, and we know that this is illusion, we have to know that the real picture is perceived through our eyes, exactly what it should be.But through our eye consciousness, through our judgment or brain's process, then our eye consciousness told us that, you know, some lines are bending. So we cannot really exactly tell what we really see. Okay. 所以呢，这个眼根一定是接受正确的讯息进来，但是这个眼根进来的东西经过眼视之后呢，它就曲解了，曲解就变成一个幻境， 然后告诉我们说啊，他是有条线，几条线是歪的呢。好，这样子。So something also happened to many other illusions. If you get lost, you can raise questions anytime. Okay, because this part is kind of is also hard for me to explain. That when we transform the fifth consciousness into wisdom. Okay. So when the first five consciousness transform into wisdom, we call it, then we get talking about unconditioned transmundane Dharma right now. My previous talks are talking about worldly phenomena, okay? So now I'm going to talk about unconditioned. So it does not depend on condition. It does not change by the condition. And it's transmundane. It's not ordinary Dharma. So maybe I cannot explain very well either. 那我要讲，接下去讲哈，前五识要转世成智的时候呢，我们在讲的是出世间的无为法。好，出世间就是说，它不是在讲我们一般凡夫世间的现象的哈，它是出世间的现象，而且它是无为法。无为法就是不会依着外境哈，不会跟着外面而改变，它一直都是这样，不会依境而改变的哈的法。所以呢，我也不见得能够说得清楚哈，因为我还没有到达那个境界哈。So let's try it. I have to correct my translation that in the handout. I think the better translation is on the screen. The transformation of this object perceiving consciousness through the contemplation of emptiness is merely later attained or subsequent wisdom. That's the first verse to say. So let's try it. Talking about 对不起，那第一句哈讲变相观空为后德哈，也就是说这前五识哈，它带着相哈，它是跟着这个相呢，带着这个相哈，它一定要抓着相来观空，观什么是空性，观什么是法性哈，然后呢，就算它观到空性了哈，然后转世成智了，他得到的是后得智。好，那这里面有很多的名词我们需要解释哈。There are so many terms I need to explain. First of all, talking about transformation of consciousness into wisdom, we have eight consciousness that need to be transformed. The first five consciousness can transform into the wisdom ofunrestricted activities. Okay, that's also, that will be called subsequent wisdom if that's the eighth consciousness. And the sixth consciousness will transform into the wondrous observing wisdom. And the seventh will transform into the wisdom of knowing the nature of essential identity. And the eighth consciousness will be transformed into the great perfect mirror wisdom.And we are not talking about the rest, the last three. We were talking about the first one, the wisdom of unrestricted activity. All right. Another test. Many of you might see this before, but you got to see long enough. See 1 minute, okay? Tell me the dancer is dancing clockwise or counterclockwise.Both. Relax your eyes. Relax your eyes, okay? So clock always clockwise, please raise your hand. That didn't never change until now. Always clockwise. It's clock two. Okay. Counterclockwise. Counterclockwise. Always. No one. Both. Rest of you. Okay. 这个好是我大家这样看好，至少要看一分钟好，是一直都右转的，请举手。刚刚有举了好，那一直都是左转的呢？没有人，这次没有人，上次有人。然后左边转右边转的就是剩下的，对不对？ OK， You sure? Very sure? I have no answer, but I want, through this case, I want to show you what is called the four aspects of the process of consciousness, okay, because it's very hard to explain. I need to use this case so that you know, when I say, are you sure? Some people say yes, some say right? Okay, so that's, we will come back to this. Okay, how we distinguish things. And there are many hypotheses, there are majorly four hypotheses in the Yogacara school. Okay, and the most popular one is the four aspects, the theory of four aspects. Okay, then this box is basically the eighth consciousness. The whole box is eighth consciousness. And the eighth consciousness has four parts, four aspects here. Okay. The one is called the subject. The other is object component. Remember that we say object component is not outside object. It's the object component in your mind, right? So when we see the dancer, right? The dancer's image in our eye consciousness is the object component of the eighth consciousness. Okay? And there is a component, subject component that who see this dancer, the object component, which is the dancer in our consciousness. Okay, so when we see this, right, there must be someone who see this dancer, right, and that's your subject component of the eighth consciousness. And then there is one part of consciousness confirm that I see, it's not illusion, it really happened in front of my eyes, right? And then you see what happened. You know that I am seeing the dancer. And it's clockwise. I'm very positive about what I see, you know? So there is another part of consciousness called self-witness. It was self-witness what? A re-witness what the self see. You know, so make it simpler. Our eighth consciousness has four parts. It's one thing, okay, it's four different levels. So the first level is I have a subject component, and to receive the sight consciousness, so I have a subject and object duality, right? I see something, right? And then I'm positive I'm seeing it. And then I'm positive about what I see. So I'm positive. I'm positive. I see this. And then I'm very reconfirmed that what I see. So first time you might see, ah, this is clockwise. Right? And I'm sure. Later on, oops, turn counterclockwise. Then I change my mind, say, no, change both direction. They dance both direction. But there is a guy saying, no, only clockwise. Right? And then someone say, I'm very positive. You're wrong. But the other person might say, I'm not sure now. Are you sure? Am I sure? Don't know. Then you cannot re-verify what you see, but you re-verify that you are not sure about what you see. Okay, Chinese. 我刚刚的那个图，我不是真正要去讨论说到底这个图是左转还是右转，还是两个都转。那我只是说在我们这个过程中，我不是问大家说你确定吗？对不对？那有的人就说我很确定，有的人就说怎么会有人看得跟我不一样呢？那我不是很确定呢。好，那所以在这个前八识的第八识的作用里面呢，它的第八识的作用，因为它是很深层的第八识，我们很难说明，那只有在入定的时候，入定的时候呢，他去由于伽的这个修行者呢，他去提出很多的理论，当然他有一分说、两分说、三分说跟四分说，那最受接受的是四分说，四分说的意思就是说，哎呀，这个心识的作用它有四个部分，也是我们的心，我们的心一作用的时候，它有四个功能，大概就是这样。一个功能是见分，好，那个见分就是说，当我们的八识在现行的时候呢，就会能所，会产生能所嘛，哈，能所的话才可以有我可认知的跟被认知的嘛，哈，那这边可认知的是可见分呢，是说，有一个我哈，看到相分，相分就是那个 target 哈，那个对象。然后这个对象呢，其实是前五识的性境，就是从前五识接收进来的那个讯息啊，然后到我的第五识的时候，那个第五识其实是我第八识分别时候的相分。好，所以我们才说我们看到的东西不是真正的东西，是经过第八识分别，就是它转成第五识的时候被第五识当成的目标去认知，那一定有一个东西去认知它嘛，所以是见分跟相分，它一分为二，那这个一分为二其实是从自证分，讲自证分变来的，也就是说从我们的自证分说我看到它了，这个是从自证分一分为二，就是我看到它，它其实是肯定自己说我看到了。可是呢，当我们看到这个东西的时候，比如说我在问你说你确定吗，我确定或是我不确定，不管你确定或是不确定，好，这个重新再给你 reconfirm 的这个角色呢，是叫做正自正分。好，比如说你刚开始很确定是右转啊，后来说怎么又左转了呢，那最后你本来的正自正分是确定你的自正分说我看到的是右转，然后又看到左转了，然后你的正自正分马上修正跟自证分说，好像不是呢，那我们就重新更改说那是双边状。好，那或是说你不能确定呢，那你的正自证分跟你的自证分讨论的结果就是我们的答案是不确定，我不确定我到底看到的是，我不确定这个图呢到底是左转还是右转。这样大家有没有知道一点点？ Yes。我现在是用第八识哈，我用
第八识只是一个种子嘛，第八识只是一个种储藏藏置，它没有任何作用。
它会现行，种子会现行， 好，这个哈，我们到第八世再来谈了，因为它又非常的复杂。但是种子会现行，好，那第六世也有，但是这个四分说哈，它是就是我只是拿第八世来做例子哈，因为我想让大家知道这个前五世的性境的这个相分是扮演什么角色。好，它的 signal 是从这里进来的。好，但是这个四分说呢，因为我要讲它转世成智，好，我要讲它代相，为什么代相观空，所以 let's not talk about the eighth consciousness part. The reason I'm talking about this is I want to explain the first verses when we transformed into the wisdom is why we will say that the first five consciousness can contemplate the emptiness of our nature while they are still perceiving the objects. Because, you see here, the first five consciousness, the real object that the first five consciousness perceive become the object component of our eighth consciousness. 好，我要解释的只是说，我们前五世哈，说进来，我们刚刚不是 ，Do you agree? We all see the same picture of the dancer. We do see the same picture, right? Same picture, right? But we come up with a different result. It's not our eyes problem. It's our consciousness problem. That's what I want to tell you. 那我就是说，我们大家都同意哈。我们刚刚看到那张图是同一张图，对不对？同一张，对不对？所以我们的眼睛进来的那个东西的性境是同样的，我们的性境是同样的 ，OK？ 因为它就是真实的，同样的性境一进来，但是这个性境一进来之后，变成前五世的时候呢，变成眼世的时候呢，这个眼世是第八世的相分。所以我们第八世在起任何作用的时候，它圆的不是那个物质的性境哦，它是圆第五世进来的这个相分哦。好，我只是要说这个。So, let me repeat again. I'm trying to tell you the four aspect is for only one reason, because the first verses is talking about, you know,how the first five consciousness can contemplate emptiness while they still carry the object components. Everything is empty. Why still have object component? Object component should be emptiness as well, right? So that's why the five consciousnessWhen it transforms, they only can get the subsequent wisdom, not the fundamental wisdom. Okay, 所以为什么我要解释的是说，为什么前五世哈，他在观空，他带着相哦哈，他一定要带着相，因为他就是要他接收那个性境哈，他一定要接收性境，不然的话你就掩饰不起功能的时候，就不会有这样的不可能去。有功能嘛齁，那你前五世呢带着相齁，就是不管那相是什么相，就是带着相呢你去观空齁，去观空性，我们还是可以观空性的齁，那不然我们不是在直观吗？不给名相，不是吗？直接看它是什么就是什么，然后去见它的空性，但是我们还是要看它啊，不然师父叫我们眼睛闭起来就好了吧，直观就眼睛闭起来，耳根塞起来，对不对？通通关起来去直观，不是，可是我们直观就是一定要看，你要听溪流的声音还是要看一个什么东西，有没有，然后不给名相，不贴标签，不起分别，然后看它原来是什么，就是在观它的空性。 OK, so when 师父teach us to practice direct contemplation, you know, we usually use eyes or ear, right? You see something or hear one thingAnd you don't give it a name, don't discriminate it, and don't interpret it. Directly see what you see. That's the practice of seeing the emptiness, seeing our nature. Get rid of the 6th, 7th, 8th consciousness. Directly see what we see. Directly see what is the real. And through that, we can practice, contemplate the emptiness, the emptiness of our nature. So if we can close our eyes, ear plug our ears, and close out, and then can we do the direct contemplation? Otherwise, Sifu won't let us, see or hear to practice direct contemplation because we still need to perceive things in order to contemplate the emptiness. Okay. So, however, when we, through this practice, through our 5 organs, through the real object components, when we can see the emptiness of a true nature, the wisdom we got is actually a subsequent wisdom, not the fundamental or innately possessed wisdom. 那经由这样子的一个借由五根所观察我们的空性得到的智慧呢，在这边讲是后得智，不是根本智。OK， 那根本智就是那这两个的差别是什么 ？What's the differences between our fundamental wisdom and subsequent wisdom? There are many different kinds of translation. Some people call the fundamental wisdom called innately possessed wisdom.And the subsequent wisdom can call later achieved wisdom something. But basically, subsequent wisdom comes after we got the fundamental wisdom. After. Okay? So the fundamental wisdom has some major characteristic. First, no abiding, no grasping. Second, no discrimination.Third, generate after we got enlightened. 那根本智呢，它有三个主要的，还有很多其他的我没有列出来。三个根本智的三个主要特征是说，它不依于心哦，它不住于心，它不缘外境，它不去攀缘外境，内不攀缘心事，外不攀缘外境，一切法就是真境真如。然后静跟智无异，我的智慧跟外境没有差别哦。好，那第二个呢，没有分别，就好像眼睛闭起来一样，没有内外没有分别，好像哈，拜托不要以为是哈，就是说它就好像说你不管睁开眼睛闭开眼睛，它因为静智无异了嘛，它没有分别，它不起功能哦，好，它不起功能。那这样的根本智呢，它是在佛成等正觉的时候得到的，叫做根本智。好，所以它不起分别，没有功用，不起功能，对不对？所以它没有救度众生的功能，它是一个内在我们本有的一个智慧，是什么？平等无分别的。平等无分别的这样的一个智慧。So, no abiding, no grasping means inwardly no abiding to our all kinds of mental actions. You still remember in the six patriyas, platform sutra, no abiding.Remember that we're talking about no abiding, 不住哈，不住，然后生心，对不对？但是不住这边呢，就是说 no abiding, no grasping, just like silent when we practice silent illumination. No, inwardly no abiding, outwardly no grasping. And no discrimination, just like when we close eyes. When we open our eyes, we see different things. Even though we don't give it a name or we don't judge, but we still perceive different things in our eyes. But when we say no discrimination, there's an analogy. It's like, you know, like we close our eyes, we don't make judgment or we don't discriminate the outside environment. And this is the wisdom that we attained when we got enlightened or attained the Buddhahood. 那什么时候的 then what is the subsequent wisdom? First, there is a grasping. The second, just like we open our eyes. And the third, it generated, the reason that it generated is for saving sentient beings. Okay. 那后德智是什么呢？第一个，它要依止于心，源于外境。好，当后德智要起功能的时候呢，它一定要内源心，外源境，然后要有种种的分别。那这时候呢，境所得到的境，不管是内心的境或是外在物质的境呢，跟我们的智慧是不一样的，它才可以起功能去做什么，对这个境做什么嘛，它一定是分别的，分开的。然后就好像人是开目的，众色显现，就什么颜色，什么好的坏的高的丑的通通都显现了，那我才可能去做回应嘛。然后他是呢，就是成佛之后起大悲心，救度众生所需要的，对不对？假设我们都是处于根本智那种无分别状态的时候，请问我们要怎么去救度众生？我们怎么知道那个人需要帮助呢？需要后得智。好，所以悟后要不要起修？悟后起修就是修后得智。So, when we attain the Buddhahood, we got the fundamental wisdom, we still need to practice our subsequent wisdom so that we can have all expedient ways to save sentient beings, to help others. Okay. So, all the masters say, you know, the practice really start after we get enlightenment.Okay, so there is a reason, and I will give you a map to show you how. Yes? Samadhi. Samadhi is the stage that when we practice. I can show you later. I will show you. Okay. No. The question is,what is the samadhi played, you know, in this whole process? And it has nothing to do with the fundamental wisdom. It's a state that we practice, we will achieve when we practice, but samadhi, we cannot get wisdom. So that's why Shifu always telling us, you know, when we practice silent illumination or hua tou, don't get into samadhi.You know, samadhi is just stealing the mind. And we want wisdom. Okay? 那刚刚讲说，诶，那禅定在这边扮演什么角色？禅定是我们在修行过程中所会得到的一种境界，但是呢，它不是根本智。所以呢，师父常常跟我们说，当我们修行用话头或是用默照的时候呢，不可以入定啊。因为入定的时候呢，你不管你的身跟心入哪一种定境呢，不会产生智慧。那这不是我们要的，也不是我们大乘修行的方法的核心。好，所以就是不要入定。那待会会讲到定是在扮演什么样的角色。OK, so next, whoops, is, the next verses is saying that,Okay, we transform the first five consciousness into subsequent wisdom. And however, even the Buddhahood is achieved, they could not tell what the true suchness is, because the wisdom they got is subsequent wisdom. And that our eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose, taste, and touch consciousness cannot tell what the true conscious suchness is. Sorry, I did not translate this part. Okay, so this is enough. 我讲一下哈，虽然说我们已经转前五世成后的智哈，但是呢，他在成佛的果位当中呢，他是不知道什么叫做真如的。好，这怎么说呢？ So this green is when we achieve our Buddhahood, and we got the this is called the fundamental wisdom. We got the fundamental wisdom, which is our true suchness. And at this level, there is no function of delivered sentient beings. Okay, but when our true suchness generate the function to help sentient beings, and this is called the subsequent wisdom. The subsequent wisdom can divide it into the so-called manifestation and function. Okay, and the function for the eighth consciousness is called the wisdom of no restricted. What is that called again? The wisdom of unrestricted activity. Okay. And for the eighth consciousness is called subsequent wisdom. Okay. So the first five consciousness, the position is here. It's the function of our wisdom. But this wisdom cannot tell what this true suchness is. Okay. 那果中犹自不全真，他的意思说，当我们在成佛得到这个根本智哈，也叫如理智哈，也叫根本智的时候呢，它就是等于我们的真如。那这个真如呢，它是不产生度众生的作用。当它要产生度众生的作用的时候呢，它在就是我们把这个真如哈，就变成体相用。真如的体相用就已经分开了，它因为要产生功能，它就体相用就分开了。那这个相的话呢，就是我们的五尘世界所证的五尘世界，它不是真如了。那用的部分呢，在前五世叫做成所作智，在第八世叫做后得智。所以刚刚在讲后得智跟根本智的时候呢，有讲后得智是我们得到根本智以后，然后第八世经由修行之后产生后得智嘛。好，那我们的前五世呢，就是经由修行转世成智之后叫做成所作智这样子。So, let me, summarize again, okay. Our true suchness is here. And usually there's no function. It's no discrimination and it's equal all the time.When our true suchness start to function, it will split into the body of the true suchness and the manifestation of the true suchness and the function of the true suchness, and we give it a different name because it's already discriminate. The function of the function of this true suchness for the first five consciousness called the wisdom of no restricted activity, and the eighth consciousness called subsequent wisdom. It comes after we attain the fundamental wisdom, and the manifestation is first five consciousness perceive.Is the so-called the dusty word. It's not our true suchness. So this part, is that clear to you? The true suchness. And so what we're talking about is here. The wisdom here cannot tell what the true suchness is, because it's become the function of the true suchness, and it cannot go back to tell what the non-discrimination state is. 那也就是说，成所咒是它是在真如产生功用的时候呢，它所有的一个成所作智，那它已经是有体相用的这样的一个分别，然后有分别的作用，所以它不知道不分别的时候是什么样子。OK， 它是要借由分别来产生功用的，所以它不知道不分别的时候是什么样子。假设它不分别的时候，其实就是真如了。好，但是我们的五识没有办法知道。没有办法知道什么是没有分别的时候。 OK, next is yet once the Buddhahood is complete, these five consciousness jump into the stage of no outflows. OK, so what I would like to say here, all the transformation of the consciousness into wisdom is happen suddenly, not gradually.Okay, it's not like I gradually transform my consciousness into wisdom. It's not. It's transform, completely transform or not transform. So usually we talk about the transformation of the wisdom is the change of quality, not change of quantity. Okay.所以当我们 这句在讲圆明初发成无漏的时候呢，就是说当我们成佛了，成圆觉的时候呢，他马上 一证得佛道的时候呢，他马上就变成无漏的。好，那我们常常讲转世成智的时候呢，他不是慢慢转，他不是逐渐转，他就是马上转，立刻转。好，所以我们常常讲说这个事变啊，是量变，不是质，是质变，不是量变。它整个事的质啊，整个变成智慧，好，它不是那个量说啊，我有50%的事，然后50%的智慧，没有这样的哈，它是一转就全部转了哈。那在这个转的过程之中呢，我们的这个前五事呢，好。变成无漏的。So what is with outflow? What is without? Okay. So for ordinary sentient beings, our first five consciousness must be without load, because we cannot see things. For example, the dancer, right? We process our eye consciousness tell different things.It's outflow. It depends on many things for us to judge that this is clockwise or counterclockwise. And when we see the straight lines and we will think the line is bended. So it's with outflow. And when we attain the Buddhahood, it becomes, when we become Buddhahood,our wisdom we achieve our fundamental wisdom, then the subsequent wisdom can use our five organs to save sentient beings. And under this circumstance, the five consciousness is without outflow. Okay. 也就是说当我们凡夫的前五识它在对尘的时候一定是有漏的，就像我们刚刚看了很多的幻觉，对不对？看到的东西都不一样，对不对？然后解释也不一样，可是我们的五根如实的进来了呢，可是我们却不能如实的去知道它，所以这五识其实是有漏的，而且它进来之后我们会怎么做，就是它就是有漏的。那等我们成佛之后得到根本智，根本智之后，然后第八识再，然后我们又得到厚德智，厚德智就可以去运用这个五根， 好，去救度众生。这时候我们的五事呢，就是无漏的成所作之。OK。三类分身习苦轮。So when we, our subsequent wisdom, start to use our five organs to save sentient beings, it can manifest three kinds of body. Okay? And that's called, Dharma body, retribution body, and the transformation body. Okay? 所以当我们的后得智可以利用我们的五根去救度众生的时候呢，它就可以示现三身啊，三类的分身来救度众生哈。So at this point, you should all agree that when we try to help a sentient being, we got to have body, right? We got to have eye, ears, no tongues, right? So we know.What you taste, what you hear, what you see, so that I know what you suffer, and then so I can use my body or use my mouth to say something to help you. So these five organs become our expedient tools, and then Buddha can manifest into three kinds of bodies to help sentient beings. So.我们要救度众生一定要变成跟他一样嘛、啊、我们一定要有个身体，一定要眼耳鼻舌身、啊、我们才知道说哎、欸，人家觉得很热的，人家 人家的感受是什么，他们看到的是什么，他们听到的是什么，那我们才可能知道说他需要什么帮助，然后我们的身体才可以去帮他，我们的嘴巴才可以说好话嘛、啊、就是说用我们的五根去帮助他。那在佛来讲呢，他是无所不能，所以他可以示现三身，就是法身、报身跟应化身。And I will not go through the detail because the three bodies, I think the previous Dharma teacher talked about it. Is it Bill or David? Talk about the three bodies, three bodies. But first, the Dharma body is the original body without form, okay, it contains the essential, no form, okay. But the retribution body is a body of bliss, okay. For example, Bodhisattva is the retribution body, okay. It can manifest anywhere, anytime, okay. And respond or transformation body, it has many different forms. For example, you know, we are born through our the embryo, you know, and or the chicken through the eggs, you know, or they have like transformed body in any form. So that's only the most special with special ability who can do the transformed body, the so-called dynamic body or something.And usually for ordinary people, it's like this. But Buddha or Bodhisattva can, you know, be born as us through the embryo, through the egg, become like us and say, try to help us. Okay. 那佛的三身呢，他就法身，清净法身，就是没有形象的了。那报身呢，他就是典型，就是卢舍那佛，或是大圣的菩萨，菩萨。在行菩萨道的时候呢，他的视线，菩萨视线呢，他就是那个是报身。好，那应化身是什么？他可以是胎身或是变化身。那投胎哈，投胎可以什么胎身啊，还可以从蛋啊或是什么，就是说佛呢，他要救度众生的时候，他就你是什么，他就变什么，跟你一起，然后用你的世界来用我们的世界来度我们嘛。那他当然有一些特殊的会有变化身啊哈。那总而言之呢，就是说啊、这个五世哈，前五世转世成智的时候呢，这五世哈就可以被佛呢拿来运用 来度众生。 OK, so in conclude is that after this five, the first five consciousness transform into wisdom, then they can be used by Buddha or Bodhisattva as a tool to help sentient beings. And how to help us? How to help us sever the suffering? And I just briefly describe, you know, samadhi, the realm of form and the realm of formless, most of them state is samadhi. Their state, okay? Those beings always stay at samadhi, but and the realm of formless has deeper samadhi than those in the realm of form. But no matter how long, the samadhi power will decrease. And after the samadhi power end, they fall into the realm of desire. Okay, 那这边是三界九地哈，是在讲说，哎，这个要怎么样？三类分身习苦轮呢？我们到底要习什么苦呢？我们有什么样的苦哈？那在三界九地里面，其实是很苦的哈。欲界天，这个无色界，好的，跟色界是处于禅定之中，那无色界的禅定又比色界还要高。这两个虽然在禅定，可是他们定力退失的时候呢，他们也要堕落到欲界天。好，那这个欲界天呢，又有分好几种哈。So the realm of desire has the hell, the hungry ghost, animal, human, and heavenly beings. And these are the six. 少一个，天人、畜生、地狱。哦，还有一个阿修罗。好 ，the other deity, deity I didn't list it here, but six category. But no matter what, the beings in the hell is to suffer. Is to suffer that they don't know how to practice, and the animal is too ignorant to understand what's going on, and the heavenly beings is too happy. They pretty much get everything. They don't need to grasp anything or pursue anything. They're too happy, then they don't need practice. Okay, only the human beings got half and half, half happy, half suffer. So we know, you know, we need practice. And in the sutra, they always think, you know, be born as a human is a very, very and rare and very precious things to be born as a human, no matter what kind of level we are, you know, or what kind of condition we are. Okay. So this is maybe I should use this one. Oh, I try to translate everything. Okay. This is our Buddha path. This is from ordinary people to Buddhahood. Okay, this is Buddha. Ultimate stage, from initial stage to ultimate stage. Initial stage is ordinary people. The ultimate stage is the Buddhahood. And we have many stages to go through. Okay, this line, when we see the path, when we see our Buddha nature, see our nature, enlighten and see the nature is different, okay? When we see our path, see the emptiness, we call it sent. Okay, from ordinary become sent. Okay, and then from sent to become Buddha. Okay, and from ordinary to become to sent, we need to first to accumulate merit. Okay, you all need to find out that, you know, when we practice, when we try to make progress, of our meditation, we do need merits. We do need the help of the merits. So we try to do offering, we do a lot of things, try to accumulate merits. And then the second stage is we need to accumulate wisdom. This wisdom is called, through hearing, through practicing, we accumulate the wisdom so that we can help us to sustain the practice or to keep going on the wisdom, on the practice. And so the next stage, when we see the nature, then we go to the practice stage. You know, when we see the nature, we start to practice, and this is the practice, the Buddhahood. We have 10 bunis, okay? And the first to seventh bunis is we get to hear, we no return. When we get to the eighth bunis, there is no returning. And then there are 8 to 10 bunis. And I want to show you is all the Saravaka and the Pratiyaka, they practice until this stage. And they didn't go further. And for Bodhisattva paths, they go all the way from ordinary people to the Buddhahood. So the first five consciousness is the three-form body is happen here, okay? And then this one, I think the first to tenth muni, I will explain in my next talk. But I would like to conclude the eighth consciousness and where we are right now and what we are going to in the future. Okay, we have eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, right, interact with the environment, and we generate the red color is called five consciousness. Okay, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body consciousness. And then they will interact with the sixth consciousness, which will be our next topics, and generate the discrimination. And this discrimination will further interact with the seventh consciousness. So the major work for the sixth consciousness is making discrimination. Okay, the major work for the seventh consciousness is to accumulate impurity. Okay, to hold on to the wrong thing. Okay. And then the seventh consciousness will grasp the eighth consciousness as the true self. But this eighth consciousness is not pure yet. It's a whole lot of things, not wisdom yet. So we call it, this is the process of remember that this is our whole mind. It's not like our mind has this part. Five consciousness, six consciousness, seven consciousness, and eight consciousness. It's not. It's our mind has different levels and different attachment. And we use this to explain our mind consciousness. It's not like our consciousness can have different parts, you know. It's like our mind has different levels of attachment and different levels of function, okay. And this sixth consciousness will further interact with the 51 mental factors to generate wholesome, unwholesome, or neutral things. Okay. See you next year. Do you think we have next year? Okay, let me speak Chinese first. Sorry. 那我们的巴士哈，我是要做一个结论哈。就是说让大家有一个在让大家知道说我们现在讲哪里，未来要讲什么哈。就是我们的眼耳鼻舌身呢，好，跟外境互动的时候会产生眼视、耳视、鼻视、舌视，好，跟身视。好，那这样的视呢， 大家知道哈，性净哈，进来之后呢，会跟第六意识好作用起分别。那第六识的主要功能就是分别，所以它叫分别意，它就是一天到晚就是在起分别了哈。然后呢，第六识跟第七识又互动哈，然后第七识的功能就是好去认为那个不对的是对的，好，他去抓第六识，去抓第八识哈。然后就认为说这就是我啦，这就是我哈，死抓着不放。好，然后呢，第八识呢，因为它很多乱七八糟的种子哈，通藏在里面，对不对？然后呢，所有我们的现行的种子全部从它这边出来，好，然后就变成我们这样的一个人哈，就是生活在所谓的虚幻的世界里面哈。Okay, so. Overall, if we did not transform all the consciousness into wisdom, indeed, we are living in the illusion, in the illusion that we created through our mind. Okay. 所以呢，没有转世成智之后，我们是活在我们心事所创造的虚幻的世界里面，就是这个道理。That's why we say.You know, everything is created by the mind, and everything is illusory, and we are living in the illusory world. Okay. How many days left? So many news on the web talking about the end of the world on December 22nd or 21st.Oh, okay, they change. Okay, so we have 3 days in dark, right? Real? Is it true? Mayas. But NASA say, did NASA say anything? Okay. Maybe it's a good thing, right? Transformation of our world, and so our body and mind can uplift, you know, upgrade to...Better level, okay. 那现在大家好，剩几天了哈，有的人很紧张哈，想说哇，糟糕，世界要末日了哈，剩下几天，好像有人说21号，有人说22号，这个本月21、22号已经不到一个礼拜了哈。那这个有的说是玛雅的，有的说是各式各样，还有说3天会在没有阳光的日子里面嘛哈。那有的人说。不对，那不是世界末日，是整个地球呢，它会进入一种物质跟精神层次会比较高的一个阶段。好 ，No matter what, you know, we exist with our consciousness. Okay, the only reliable way is to transform our consciousness into wisdom. 那这比较呢，就是。这个可靠的是说我们要掌握我们的心事，然后转世成智，不管这个外境怎么变化，好，都是安心是安的嘛，好，这样子。Can I have 2 more minutes? This is very, I learned a lot from this short story. Okay.This story might help you. I went to a talk in early of this month. Mr. Shen Jiazhen, you know that very great contributor for our Chinese Buddhist in the U.S. I saw a film in his funeral. His daughter shared what happened between she and her father. So one day the daughter go to the dad and say, you know, Dad, I'm working on my house, my new bought house. I'm going to remove one of the wall because the feng shui is not good. Do you know feng shui? Okay. So the dad say, I think you need to work on your karma. And the daughter say, Daddy, what are you talking about? I don't understand.And daddy say, honey, you know, when your mom and I moved to our first house in New Jersey, one of my good friends, who is a feng shui master, come to visit us. He did not say anything, but before he left, he told me that, you know, this house is very good, except just one thing. The trees in front of your master bedroom need to be removed. Then the feng shui is perfect. And the dad said, I thank him a lot and did nothing. 6 months later, the tree fell by itself. 讲一遍中文哈。这沈家珍居士，我上次去参加他那个会议嘛哈，看到一段短片哈，是他的女儿在他的告别式的时候分享的。他说他有一次哈，他买了一个新房子，他很高兴的跑去跟他爸爸讲说，哎，老爸，我现在哈正在这个修建我的房子哈，有一道墙我要把它移掉，因为那风水不好。他爸爸说，哦，我觉得你应该修建你的业卡嘛哈业。然后他就愣一下说，老爸，你在说什么？我不明白耶。他爸爸就说，你妈妈跟我哈搬到 New Jersey 第一个家的时候呢，我有一个朋友，他有一个朋友是风水大师，来去拜访他。然后他爸爸什么都，他那个朋友什么都没说，最后要离开的时候，跟这个沈家珍居士说，你的房子都很好，只有一个事情，你的主卧房外面的那棵树要移掉，那你的风水就很完美了。那沈家珍居士说，哎，我很感谢他，感谢完之后呢，我什么都没有做，但是六个月后呢，那个树自己倒了。 So what do you think?I don't know how to transform the wisdom suddenly because it needs practice, but we need to work on our karma. After hearing that story, I laughed, you know, because you see our Buddha? One people told me that, you know, 法师, this feng shui at CMC is not good, okay? It's not good from anyway. Move out!And later on, he said, okay, there may be one thing we can help. We turn the Buddha statue 2 degrees. Then the feng shui will be good. I said, 2 degrees. Can you measure it? It's in the arrow range. So then he said, can I do it? I said, okay, you do it. He cannot wait.In the night, come down, he want to move the Buddha. But the second day he told me that, you know, 法师, the Buddha is already turned 2 degrees. (笑)我要说的是，好，讲到我们当初的风水，哈，大家说这风水这么多，有多烂有多烂，哈，卖掉算了，哈。那后来他终于想了一招，他说有一个方法，唯一的方法改变这当初的风水，就是把佛像，哈，转两度。我说，哦，这两度怎么转？这不是误差范围吗？这两度怎么量呢？他说，法师你允许我就来量。啊，我说好，你明天再转吧。就他晚上就受不了了，就叫他跑来移佛像。就第二天一早他就跟我说，法师你知道吗？这佛像已经是转在两，已经转两度了。我说，哦， I don't know who turned the Buddha. Maybe Buddha turned by itself. What I want to say isLike Mr. Shen, like Shifu, feng shui has its reason, I'm sure, for most of the people, because you feel comfortable in good feng shui. But for those people who are not dragged by their karma, the environment will match their merits. You know what I'm talking about?If you are a virtuous people, if you are a person in great merit, you live in a bad environment, the bad environment will turn into good environment. The key point is we need to work on our karma, our mind, not the environment. You know, how to work on our karma? For example, the tragedy in Connecticut. What we want to plant in our eighth consciousness? The hate? The killing? Or compassion? It's up to us. Yes? Yes, yes. You know, we can use that to educate people, you know, so that we won't have these things happen, right? So when we see bad things in the environment, what we want to plant in our consciousness, it's up to us, and it becomes our karma. So we need to work on our karma. If our karma is good, the environment will turn into a pure land. 好，所以我刚刚讲说，为什么沈家庄居士说，你应该是在你的业力上下功夫啊？假设我们的业是好的，好，我们是一个有福德的人，其实我们的外境会改变成好的。那这也是我们禅宗讲的哈，在心地上下功夫，在我们自己的业力上下功夫。那今天康州发生什么事情？好，我们是我们自己决定。在我们的八识田里面要种下嗔恨的种子吗？还是杀人的种子？还是慈悲的种子？是我们自己决定，我们创造我们自己的世界。同样的，面对世界所谓的世界末日哦，或是什么大灾难，一样的道理。So no matter what we encounter, we need to work on our karma first. We need to work on our consciousness first. Okay, so see you next year.